Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf HaYomi Maseches Erech and Daf Chav Ches. We begin at the Mishnah, two lines off the top. So we shift over to the topic of Cherem. Until now we spoke about a fellow who gave away his field to the Hegdish in a standard Hegdish, you know, format, a Maglish, my field. There's another variation of Hegdish called Cherem. Cherem means set aside, removed, destroyed, sanctified, depending on the different approaches in the Mefarshim. And a Cherem can take on two forms. You can have a Cherem, which is really just another variation of a Hegdish. So it gets donated to the Bedek HaBayis, pretty much like any other item that you're being Magdish. It's just that he used the word Cherem instead of Hegdish. That's one format. Another variation is Cherem, which goes to the Kehanim. So it's a gift meant for the Kehanim. And as long as the donor still has it, it is fully Kaddish, and there's Me'ila if one diverts it for personal use. It's a very interesting phenomenon. It's Kaddish with Me'ila at this point, only until it is actually forwarded, you know, delivered to the Kohen, which case it becomes like his personal possession. And he may use it like anything else that he owns. Okay, so we have two variations of Cherem. One is Cherem Lebedek HaBayis. One is Cherem for the Kehanim. And the Mishnah begins by speaking about limiting the Cherem. You should not give it all away. Says the Mishnah, Machrim Adam, Mi Tzoyna, Umi Bekaroi, Umi Avada, Umi Shif Chosev Aknanim, Umi Stechuzas. A person shouldn't give it all away. Part of his Tzoyn, light animals, part of his Bekar, cattle, part of his slaves, part of his maidservants, part of his estate. And we're going to see in the Gemara, it's based on a pasuk. You're not meant to give it all away. Not only don't you give everything you own away, but even in the, you know, individual categories, don't give it all away. In fact, if you gave it all away, it doesn't work. According to some of Farshim, even regarding one category. In that respective category, he gives the whole thing away, Einam Mechramim. The Hegdish is not activated, or in the case of the Kohen, it doesn't work. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's his opinion, part, but not all. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azari comes and adds another twist to this directive. Ma'im L'Gavai. Look, even in terms of offering it to Gavaya, to Hegdish, to Kayan, to, you know, in the Cherem context, we say, look, don't give it all away. In Adam Rasha, Lahachrim Kol Nechasa, a person may not donate all his assets. Alachas, Kama Vakama, certainly, of course, all the more. In terms of personal expenditures, make sure you live within your budget. Spend responsibly. Shehi Adam Chas, a person should take care, be responsible in the chasa on his assets. But not immediately, how do we know that in fact? You can't give it all away. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa based on that pasuk, which reads as follows. The pasuk says like this, Ach kol cherem ashal yachrim ish l'ashem mikol ashaloi mei adam u behema. The word mei, the letter mei goes on to behema as well. It's like it says, umi behema. Umi yisteach uzasa. The pasuk is telling you, part of what you own, part of your assets, part of your animals. Mikola shaloi, veloi kola shaloi. Don't give it all away. Rashi explains that with big amount of metatl in here. Only some of your, you know, belongings, your items. Don't give it all away. The word mei adam teaches, veloi kol adam, not all your slaves. Mi behema, veloi kol behema. Mi steach uzasa. Not all. Okay, perhaps you're not supposed to, but if he does it, it works. Ach, which is the first word in the pasuk, it's a limiting term. If it's done partially, it works. Otherwise, it doesn't even work. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Lozav Nazarya, just like in the Mishnah, he adds a life lesson. Ma'im l'gavoya. If even when it comes to donating to Hashem, ein adam rashai l'hachrim kol nechasa, a person may not give it all away. Achas kama kama, certainly, shi adam chasal nechasa, a person should live within his budget. Tzricha. So why does the pasuk actually have to stipulate this, you know, partial concept, this to all his assets, to the individual categories as well, animals, maidservants, slaves? I mean, once we know that you meant to keep some, then automatically, you know, you would assume it applies to everything. Sricha, now there's a need to discuss each item separately. Because the ikas of Rachmana Mikola Shaloi, the pasuk only began with that first statement. Give away only part of your assets. I mean, I would say, yeah, don't give it all away. Kol di isle, everything that he owns, lilacham, you shouldn't give it away. Aval min echad, lichrame kuli. But if it's just, you know, a specific category of assets, tzoyin or a buck, or maybe you can give the whole category away, no problem. Kosav Rachmana comes to part Torah and says, may Adam, even in terms of an individual category, like a slave, may Adam, some, but not all, like a had the Torah only said that, yeah, you shouldn't give all your slaves away, because how are you going to manage without help? They can't manage without help. But in terms of your fields, okay, maybe you can give all your fields away, and how are you going to live? Where are you going to get your food from? Well, you'll work as a sharecropper on somebody else's field. So perhaps it's not the end of the world to give it all away. Then, if the Torah only limits reference to these two categories, don't give all your slaves away, don't give all your fields away, because these things are critical, vital to your sustenance. The crops off the field, the slaves to do your work, but if it's a matter of other belongings, all your cars, okay, you can get away with without cars, you can, you know. Tzrichi comes to passing and says, no. Don't give it all away. Now, Behema Lomeli, why does the Pasuk have to, so they say Metaltalin, it would perhaps be different because you can, you know, they're always available. You can buy more metaltalin, so it's not so critical. Tzrichi, that's what the Torah specifies. That whether it's a matter of metaltalin, whether it's a matter of slaves, or a matter of fields, keep some. Now, why add the word behema, right? Behema lamali. Why is that important? To single out that even, you know, when it comes to animals, don't give it all away. Says, well, the Sanya, as per the following verse. Perhaps a person can apply the cherem status to his family members. Son, daughter, slave, or maidservant that are Ivrim, that are Jewish, which he doesn't really own. They're just serving him, but he doesn't really own them. Or perhaps on a field that he purchased, which wasn't really his estate. That's why we have the word behema, tamalema behema, which is setting the tone, setting the standard. You want to be machrim? Sure, but it has to be comparable to your animal. My behema yesh lo reshus lamoicha, just like my behema. It's fully yours, you can sell it, whatever, right? Avkol, sheyesh lo reshus lamoicha. Likewise, cherem only applies to items which likewise have a right to sell, which are actually yours, as opposed to all those which aren't really yours to sell. What about your daughter? Your young daughter, underage daughter, Yeshla Rishis L'maycha, Torah says you can sell her as an Amma. So if you have that ability, yochol yachri money, you can make your cheirim as well. Tamaloyma behema. Once again, we'll go back to the behema for comparison. Ma behema yesh le'rishus l'mechel o'ilam. What's unique about your behema? You can sell her forever, for all time. Sell her for good. Avkol sheyesh le'rishus l'mechel o'ilam. Likewise, cheirim is only avkol only applies to something else on which you have the ability to sell for all time, as opposed to daughter. Although you can sell her, but just for, you know, limited time basis until she becomes a ktela. So it's not in this, not covered under this system. Okay, so we have this long pasuk instructing us to apply a chirim only to part of metaltalin, part of sadeh achuzah, part of avadim, and part of behema. The word behema seems to be extra, because once we have all those other categories covered, behema is just a subset of, you know, items that you own. So what's that for? So they say, well, no, it's not extra, it's coming to teach us the parameters of where cherim is chal, where it can be applied, only something which is fully yours, you have the ability to sell loyla. Omar Elazar Nazar. So he comes and adds another twist to Rabbi Eliezer by saying, look, im l'gavoya ein adam rashai, if you shouldn't give it all away to heaven, certainly when it comes to personal expenditures, spend responsibly. How is Tanakama? Isn't he just repeating Tanakama's instructions? Says the Gemara, Ikebenayu Rabbi Ilo. There is one point of difference. Rabbi Ilo. Because Rabbi Ilo teaches us that there is a halacha that applies to tzedakah as well. Damar Rabbi Ilo, Bu'usha, when the Sanhedrin was in the town of Usha, they established a system like this. Hamabaz Beis. Rashi says, Laniyim. How much tzedakah does one give to poor people? By the way, the Chavetz Chaim in Bir HaLocha adds that it applies to other mitzvahs as well, unless it's a personal mitzvah that you're obligated to do, in which case you can spend more. But typically, don't overspend, because that might deplete his ass, it might deplete him, and he might become dependent on others. So act responsibly, even in terms of tzedakah or mitzvahs. You shouldn't spend more than a fifth. Rashi over here brings that the source of the fifth concept is from Yaakov Avinu, who promised Hashem, right? B'chol ashatit, anything you give me, aser is a tenth, asrenu is another tenth, so a double tenth really means a fifth, aser asrenu lach. So at most, you give away a fifth. In fact, it was a story about a person, Masa Be'echad, should be Kishlebaz Viz Yoisim Mechemish. He was about to spend more than a fifth, but they didn't let him. His colleague didn't let him. Who was his colleague? Rabbi Yesheva. Rabbi Lossam say was actually Rabbi Yesheva, who was going to spend more. And his colleague, he was held back by who? Rabbi Akiva. So that's Rabbi Ilo's rule. At most 20%. By the way, how do you work the 20% system? Because we can have, you know, five opportunities, you can give it all away, right? Each time a fifth. So the Rishalmi, Maseches Pei, they bring down the Rishalmi, says, initially you give a fifth, 20% of what you have now, but then next time it's only a fifth of your income, your profits as they come in. This way you're left with something substantial to live on. So this halacha is actually the point of the Machlekes in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, what was he adding? He was adding Rabbi Ilo's halacha. She'odim chasal nechasav. Watch out. Spend with care. Not more than a fifth, in line with this halacha. Whereas Tanakama was simply saying, look, don't give it all away. As long as you hold on to something, you're okay. Without regard to the 20% rule. Continues the mission. Hamachra b'noyu b'itay. Ve'avdai v'shif chasay ivra. Ustem miknasay. So once again, right? We go back to this fellow who is giving away stuff that he doesn't really own. His family members, a field that he purchased, it's not really his, you know, only temporarily. Einon muhramin, the cherim will not be applied for the simple reason that it's not his. She'ein adam machrim davar she'en shle, a person cannot give away something which isn't really his. Now, what about a Kohen or a Levi? Can they make, you know, cherem and donate their assets to the Kohanim? We're talking about cherem and Kohanim now. HaKohanim HaLevim ain't machrim. They can't do cherem, whether it's land, whether it's belongings. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, hold it. HaKohanim ain't machrim. I agree that Kohanim can't, because the Kohen is the intended recipient of a cherem kohanim, so he's basically taking it out of one pocket, putting it in the other. Shacharom and shalahen. But a Levi, why not? Valavim, machrim, they can make cherem. She'en acharom and shalahen. They're not the intended recipients, so they can give away their assets. And Rebbe seems to strike a compromise. Amar Rebbe, nirin div Rebbe Yehuda, b'kar kois. In terms of land, a land giveaway, I go with Rebbe Yehuda. That a Levi can't give it away. Okay, so again, Kohanim can't give away. What about a Levi? Rabbi Yehuda seems to say no. Rabbi Shimon seems to say yes. Says Rabbi, I take Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding Bikar Kois by land, because lands are meant to stay by them. Shenemar Keachuzas Oilim Ilahem. Pasuk says that the Levim are meant to hold on to their properties, not meant to give it up. So it stays by them. They shouldn't be giving it up. But when it comes to other, you know, belongings, v'dir Reb Shimon, on that I adopt Reb Shimon's approach, that a Levi can take his belongings and give it away as a cherem b'metaltlin, she'en acharom min shelahen, because unlike by the Kohen, who is the intended recipient, in which case it doesn't work, that he should give it away if it goes right back, not so by the Levi, so why can't he give away b'metaltlin? Okay, so at this point, what do we know? A Kohen cannot make a cherem, according to both opinions. Regarding a Levi, Rabbi Yehuda says no, whether it's karka or metatlin. Rabbi Shimon seems to say a Levi could, and Rabbi seems to strike a compromise. A karka, no, metatlin, yeah. Okay, says the Gemara, let's analyze the machlek. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Bishleim a kohanim ein machrim. I understand, I fully understand why a kohen can't, because, as we said, because it's going to the kohanim, shacharam and shalahan. El alavim, what's wrong with a levi giving it away? Bishleim a mekarki loy machrim. I understand why he shouldn't give away his land. Achsiv keachuzas oilom ilahem. Property is meant to stay by him. El metatli. Lichrim, what's wrong with giving away metatli? Omar kro, the pasuk links belongings to his land. Right, the pasuk that we just learned before, discussing items and right properties. We have a linkage. Makish metatlin lekarkois. We have a connection between metatlin and lands. Just like he can't give away his land, likewise is metatlin. Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon responds. Bishlam kayhan kedamar. By a coin, I fully understand. It's meant for him. There's no point in giving it away. El Levi, but by a Levi, bishlam metatlin. Lachrim. Delay Makish. I understand. Right? Why Rav Shimon holds that a Levi can give away his belongings? Because he doesn't hold to this linkage, this connection between Metatlin and Karka. Ela Mekarki, am I? But how could he give away his land? He meant to hold on to it. Says the Gemara, you're right. You're right. He agrees that Levi can't give away his land. Just his items, just his metatlin. My machrim, namit the kama, when Rav Shimon says he can give it away, metatlin, only metatlin. Okay, so at this point, a kohen can't give away anything. A Levi, all agree, he cannot give away land. What about metatlin? Rabbi the links metatlin to karka, just like karka cannot be given away, likewise metatlin. Rav Shimon doesn't make that linkage. So karka, no, metatlin, yeah. Ask the Gemara. So you mean they're in full agreement on the karka that the Levi cannot give it away? From the Tani Seifa, let's take a look at the next part of the Mishnah. Rebbe, he seems to relate to a totally different approach in their machlokes. Rebbe says, Nira and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'Makarki, I adopt Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that a Levi cannot give away when it comes to land. Apparently, Rabbi Shimon allows it, right? If he's picking and choosing opinions, apparently there's a machlok. We did Rabbi Shimon metatli, as opposed to metatli, where I agree with Rabbi Shimon that they could give it away. Apparently, Machlal, the Rabbi Shimon, Mekarkin HaMikom, apparently Rabbi Shimon is disagreeing on the karka as well. He's allowing Leib to give it away. On which Rabbi chooses the strict view. No, says the Gemara. No, Rabbi is just simply clarifying for us the context of the Machlekes. It's not as broad as you think. I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi saying like this. Nirin, Divir Rabbi, Li Rabbi Shimon Kakois. Rabbi Shimon is in full agreement with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's position is acceptable to Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Karkois. He's in full agreement. That Levi cannot give it away. He was only arguing on Metatalan. Sh'af Rabbi Shimon Lenechagol. Rabbi Shimon was only objecting. Ella Metatalan. There he yelled that Levi can give it away because he doesn't link one to the other. Avam Karkois. But in matters of land, mightily agrees. Fully agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. That a Levi cannot give it away. Okay, so bottom line. Can a Kayin make Cherem Kayhanim? Not at all. What about a Levi? Karka, no. Metatlin is a Machlekes. Omar B'chib Rabin. Hichrim Metatlin. Let's go back to a standard Cherem. A Yisrael pledged his Cherem to the Kayin. Which Kayin? Noisnon Chol Kayin Sheirtze. So if we're speaking about Metatlin, choose your kayin, the kayin of your pick. Shenema kol cherem b'Yisrael chayya pasuk. So where Hashem is speaking to Aaron, a kayin, cherem goes to you l'chayya, you, your descendants, by pick of choice. So the donor decides and sends it to him. But in terms of land, that has a more formal distribution process. Hichrem stoysav, vid cherem on his fields. In this case, you can't just choose your recipient. Nice in the kohen shebeis hamishma, he gives it to the kohen who's on the job, and you know, in the beis hamikdash at that time, the rotation, the group that's officiating that week. Shneamar ki steach. How do we know that lands are directed to the whole, you know, rotation? Shneamar ki steach cherem lakohen tiach uzasei. The pasuk compares the Sade Acherim, the Kohen is comparing the Steachuza, right? That's the Hegdish that we spoke about in the past. The person donates his Steachuza to the Hegdish. Kam Yevel goes to the Kayhan, just like a Steachherim. So we have this linkage between the two. And now we know that the Sade Acherim is given to the Kayhanim. Now, which kohen? Kohen of your choice? No. V'gomar la kohen mikas lager. We make a link to the repayment of money stolen from a ger who died without any yerushim. The Torah instructs us to give it to the kohen. And in both, it says la kohen. In this pasuk we just mentioned, l'kayin, right? That's the acherim is given l'kayin. And we find the word l'kayin by the repayment of the gezel hager, ha'asham ha'mushal hashem l'kayin. So make a linkage. Just like the repayment of the gezel hager, the money that you pay and the, you know, the fifth and the carbon there, is not given to a kayin of your choice. It's given to the kayin that's serving the Beis HaMikdash at that time. Likewise, the Sade Acherim is given to that Kohen in the Mishmar. Well, so now, the big question, how do we know the Gezel Ager is directed to the Kohanim of that Mishmar? The Sani, we have a Brisa. L'Hashem L'Kohen. So the Pasuk speaks about returning the money to Hashem, to the Kohen. So is it to Hashem, to the Hegdish, or to the Kohen? The answer is, they're both right. It's a payment to Hashem, who then allows it to the Kohen. Kenoya Hashem, Hashem sort of acquires it. You're paying it to Hashem, and the son of the Kohen Hashem gifts it to the Kohen Shabbos Mishmar serving at that time. Ato, I mean, you're insisting that it's the Kohen Shabbos Mishmar, it's the Kohen serving at that time. You ain't Ella Luchal Kohen Shabbos. So perhaps you can just choose any Kohen that you wish to give it to Kshu Aimer. But since the pasuk there also makes a reference to the Karbanis, right, the carbon that you bring along with that monetary payment, that certainly goes to the Kohanim was serving at that time. Shoemer Malvad aside, so the money payment is aside from the, you know, the carbon, Elaki Purim, Ashe Chava Bayalov. So clearly, who's tending to it? Harei b'kayin, shabayis ha-mishma, chasem ha-damer. The carbon is being looked after by the carbon is looked after by the kohanim serving at that time, and likewise, the money is directed to them. Hence, we know that the sadeh acherim, likewise, ends up with the kohanim of the mishma. Now, which mishma? The mishma that's there when you're donating it, right? But now comes another halach regarding a field which is given to the kohanim. And the question will be, which kohanim? Sada hayotzel kohanim b'yevul. A fellow donated, okay, a sada achuza, personal field. It's sitting by the hekdesh. Nobody bought it back. Come yevul, right? The 50th year is distributed to the kohanim that are serving at that time. Sada hayotzel kohanim b'yevul. Nice little mishmash b'paga b'yevul. So it's given, it's divided amongst the kohanim that happen to be serving the Beis HaMikdash. When Yovel arrives, Rashi says, when does Yovel arrive? We're speaking not of Rosh Hashanah, actually there's a shita later, but the accepted view is that the Yovel sort of gets activated at Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is considered the activation point of all the halachas of Yovel, including the fields being distributed to kohanim. So they're the lucky group, the ones that are in the Beis Midrash, Kam Yom Kippur of Yevul. Iboilu, now comes an interesting question. We know that the Mishmar would serve for a week and would rotate every Shabbos, where the past Mishmar would serve the morning, you know, they'd bring the Talmud in the morning, and then midday they would switch and the new Mishmar would take over. The question is, let's say Yom Kippur of Yovel falls out on Shabbos. So Shabbos is sort of a sheer day. Right? They're serving part of the day and they're serving part of the day. So which one gets the field? Who's in charge? So if the Yom Kippur of Yovel falls out on Shabbos, who gets it? My Amar b'chibar ami mishmei di chufna noisna la mishma yaitze, gives it to the departing mishma. Why, says Rashi, because they were around when the night entered, when Yom Kippur entered, started the night before, and they were around at that point. So they're the ones that are zoich. Amar av nachmar yitzchak tanya miyachu, we find the same in a b'raisa. That in fact, it's the start of Yom Kippur, the night fall of Yom Kippur. Evening, right? Which triggers the Yovel system. Nimtzes HaTayim. It turns out that, interesting, that Echad Yovel Echad Shviyis Mishamtin Ke'echad. That the letting go of the Yovel and the Shviyis, right? Shviyis releases debts, right? Some money that's owed to you is released on Shemitah, and Yovel releases all kinds of fields and properties. They work in tandem, they work simultaneously. So basically you have Shemitah followed by Yovel. And all things happen at the same moment. Why? Rather, because it's just that Yovel works in the beginning and Shemitah at the end. Adrav is the opposite. It's only because of that, because the release of the debt that Shemitah triggers happens at the end of Shemitah, that's the Halacha. Shemitah works at the end. And all the Yovel related issues and processes are triggered at the beginning of the Yovel. Adrav, just the opposite of Shemochi Havi. It's only because this happens at the end of the Shemitah, which coincides with the beginning of the Yovel, that's why you have this simultaneous effect. Emo Mepnei Shayevel. Yeah, exactly. That's what the writer meant. Mepnei. It's only because. So since the Shemitah effect happens at the end of the Shemitah, which coincides with the Yovel effect, which happens at the beginning, so you have a simultaneous, you know, releasing of debts and properties. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Yovel gets activated on Yom Kippur of Yovel, not Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur is 10 days past the end of the Shemitah, which is the year prior to Yovel. Bishlam Shviyis, b'seif, I understand that Shviyis affects at the end. T'chsiv, b'keitz, shev Hashanah, t'chsiv, Shemitah, at the end of the 7 years. So the debts are released at that point. El Yevel b'tchilah asoy, but Yovel, you know, releases the field, etc., at the beginning of the Yovel, meaning at Rosh Hashanah, which coincides with the very last moment of Shemitah. B'yom HaKippurim, actually, 10 days later, Yom Kippur, B'yom HaKippurim, Tevri Yosheva, you blow the Shev, Yom Kippur, that's when you activate the whole Yovel process. Actually, it's a new Shita. The Amor says, unlike our assumption that it happens now, Yovel, the Amor, he says, Rosh Hashanah, B'chal Yovel, Yovel gets activated on Rosh Hashanah, which coincides with the very end of Shemitah. Okay. So, bottom line is that the Kehanim are entitled to get the to divide the field that one was Machrim to the Kehanim. Now, which group of Kehanim? So, if you are Machrim Metatlin, you can choose your Kehanim, but when it comes to Karka, it's the defined system, it goes to the Kehanim of that Mishmar. Likewise, Sadeh Achuzah, that one was Magdish, that sat in the Hekdash proper until Yovel, is distributed to the Kehanim that are on that Mishmar. Which Mishmar? The Mishmar that was on watch at the beginning of the of Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, which is the activation point of Yovel. And there's another Shita that actually it's Rosh Hashanah of Yovel. Okay, says the Gemara, Shama Chizkiya Bar Bilvater. So Chizkiya Bar Bilvater heard the halacha that we said before to distinguish the Cherem of Metatalin, where you can choose your recipient, as opposed to the Cherem on lands, where you can't choose your recipient, it goes to the Kohen of the Mishmar. He says, what's the difference? V'azal Amar Kamei Rabbi Avo. So he presented the Rabbi Avo with a kasha. He says, don't we have that linkage between the Cherem of Metatlin, the Cherem of land? We had that pasuk before that linked it. It was actually subject to Machlekes, but V'leikish Metatlin Karkois, why don't we connect the two and deliver it to the same recipient, to the Kohanim of the Mishmar? So he says, you're right, it's subject to Machlekes Tanoim. This whole idea of linking is not so simple. Lav Tanoi, isn't it a Machlekes Tanoim, right? You could demakish, you could lay makish, some connect, some don't. And this opinion that we're quoting now, V'iyu k'mandam l'makshin, is going like the opinion, we don't connect. So each one has its own designated recipient. Matatlan, you choose your coin, but Karka, Cherem of Karka goes to the coin of the Mishmar. Okay, let's leave the Mishnah for tomorrow, B'ed Hashem. We spoke about two types of Cherem, Cherem to Bedek Habayis, Cherem to Kehanim. Either way, you don't give it all away. Even in terms of individual categories, you hold on to some, according to the words of Nazaria. Actually, you're not meant to spend more than a fifth. Alivaz v'zez mechemesh. We spoke about, you know, the items that you can be machrim. It's limited to items that you own, you wholly own, that you can actually sell, as opposed to other things which are not really yours for long term. You can't give them away as a cherem. Kehanim can't give any away as a cherem to Kehanim because, as Mishnah explains, it's theirs. It's theirs to keep. Now, interesting, Tosfos says Akasha. Yeah, it's theirs to keep. That only applies to Metatlin, because by Metatlin you can choose your recipient. So you can say, look, listen, anyway, it's going to me, so what's the point? But by Karka, we said, goes to the coin of the Mishmar. It's not a personal gift to him, to your coin of your choice, so let the coin do a cherem on his land and let it be given away to the Kohanim serving the Mishmar. That's not taking it from one pocket and putting it to the other. So he says, actually, the pasuk that we apply to the Levim, Kachuzas Eilim Ilahem, which doesn't allow them to give up their properties, applies to the Kohanim as well. He says, even though the pasuk relates to the Levim, but the Mestamel Kohanim Amihachihu, Tesis says. Assumingly, this limitation applies to Kohanim as well. So that is the reason why a Kohen cannot apply Cherem to his land either. Now, what about Levim? So we all agree that Karka he can't give up because of that pasuk. By Metatlin, Motamachlik, some make a hekesh to the Karka and some don't, which allows Levim to give away their Metatlin as a Cherem. Who does the Cherem go to? Metatlin goes to the... Well, Karka goes to the Kohen of the Mishmar, Kehanim of the Mishmar, in terms of Metatlin, that really depends whether you link them. If you link them, then it goes to the same recipient. Otherwise, it goes to the coin of your choice, like Truma. Okay, all the best to you and atzlacha.